Spankwagon Radio is now on the air.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Good morning, friends of television land.
Attention you out there in radio land.
Good morning. WPIX, August 8th, TGIF day. The time is 3:30 to 7, and this is Channel 7.
Good morning. This is television station, WORTV, New York.
Good morning, Starshine.
Stay tuned now for our national anthem.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
Those cats were fast as lightning.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night. Will someone in the back row tell me what that means?
That it's Spankwagon Radio night?
Thank you. You know, the best part about doing the intros, I either get laughter or I get Murphy really, really hating them. Oh, hold on. I don't know which one you're on right now. Okay. Try your button. Try now.
It's not my fault that your taste in music is really, really gay.
I don't know. I think it kind of livens it up a bit.
And not the cool gay, like the Queer Eye for the Straight Guy or Ryan Seacrest gay. No, no. The really off-the-wall, like, Liberace gay.
Elton John.
I don't know. I think it keeps everybody off their feet because, I mean, I got too much of this shit that I don't really know what to do with. Not like I listen to it on a regular basis.
That's
like
a lie.
Tunes.
That is a lie, and you know it.
That is not a lie.
This is on
he
your
playlist. He stays up every night the night before, Thursday
night. I put about 12 in your drawer.
Contemplating what song he's going to play. You know he does.
Say what? I'm sorry. I was trying to get him an ink pen.
As opposed to a semen pen?
Apparently. I don't know. He kept wanting to grab mine. Pen.
Liar.
Pen.
Liar.
All right, Spankwagon Radio. You can find us online, spankwagon.net. I'm your host, Tringer.
I'm Big Daddy Decaf. Thank you.
Am I before Ginger. You today? I'm scrappy.
I'm always last.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
When is he always last?
Today.
Okay.
I am the always dejected Murphy. Hi, everybody.
Well, now you're not last. Way to go, Scrap. You just gave it up.
For the first time.
All right, we got to get into music back because everybody sounds dead-ass tired tonight.
Oh, it's no, been I'm a fine. Long just, day, dude.
It has been a long week, but I'm good, man. I'm all right. All right.
You made it just in time, dude. You were like texting, I'm on the freeway. I'll make it.
Hey, man.
Maybe.
I don't know who the fuck died, but goddamn, they're holding me up today.
Someone just shut the freeway
terrible,
down.
Terrible, especially since I'm in town to see the victim impact panel class. I got to watch that, so shut up.
Well, here's another beer for all of you. And. Treasure, why don't you tell everybody who's in the back row?
Well, actually, it is a friend of the show, former co-host, Ginger De La Muerta. And Ginger, who did you bring along?
I brought with me Monica/Nikki Napalm, one of the Lucky Bettys of 2008.
Yay, Lucky
Miss
Bettys.
Miss rad, tattooed, beautiful woman.
Thank you, baby.
Trench, turn gotta talk the camera. To
You do you see the camera right there? They're gonna be like zooming at your tits through this whole thing.
Absolutely. We're definitely gonna be zooming in on tits. Turn the light on that thing.
As Murphy jumps out of his chair.
Yeah.
I just wrote the agenda for today's show for everybody to see. See, we got these.
Well, yeah, we have agenda sheets. Go for it.
Yeah, we have these agenda sheets that every time I come down and sit down at my desk at 6:59 to do this show. It's always empty, so I filled it out. We have it in 15-minute increments, so I filled in all of them for you. We start off with bullshit and then more bullshit, extreme bullshit, more and more bullshit, shit, tired and wore out shit, fucking bullshit, and Murphy not sharing the fuck up shit.
But when did that
did that last one, right?
But when did that bullshit piece of paper start? Because that's after my time.
We tried
like
to organize
a few weeks ago, and no one ever writes shit on it ever.
We tried to organize.
I love your guys' organizational skills.
I doodle on it. That's and then Decaf wipes his ass with it at the end of the show.
At least now the phone number is posted on that board. Because before, I'm yelling at all of them, give me the number.
And that's not even the right number.
No, that's the
wrong
number.
We're still trying to figure this one out. We're like, okay, we're not taking it down. Okay, fine, whatever.
Jimmy says do it, we do it. That's pretty much all that happens.
Pretty much.
Here.
He shows up for 1 week out of a year, and we have to do what he says, you know. He pays the bills. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Spank Wagon Radio. Find us online, spankwagon.net. And
Spank Wagon.
We need everybody to go into the chat room right now. Go and click on the cam and chat. We have the webcam going. Right on Nikki Napalm's tits. I mean, we're not joking. That's where they're aimed at.
It's a great shot of your cleavage.
Jesse directed this one.
So. No, I didn't. It wasn't me.
Don't lie.
Business cards.
I introduced them.
Business cards. I made business cards.
He's made business cards. That's about as organized as we've gotten.
You seriously interrupted the conversation of tits to tell me that I love you, James L. I miss you.
You know, but I mean, I try to get everything fucking in 2 hours and shit that you're on the show because I won't see you for that a year, so I got to let you know.
You know what? I'm sorry. I'm important.
Yeah, I know. So, business cards. Take them and hand them out to all your
friends. I will.
Friends.
They're beautiful.
Well, you know, it's
proud.
Funny because she brought her own business cards.
Oh, yes, she certainly did. You guys remember Ginger. She created the Lucky Betty's calendar, the one that we all still masturbate to.
I thought we were going back to tits.
That's why they're glossy pages.
I thought we were going back to tits. What happened?
We are going back to tits. Okay, we're talking about these tits. We have some cool calendars.
Nice.
These are poster calendars of the new 2008 Lucky Betty's. Wow.
Are you kidding me?
Is that paint? Is that all paint?
That is
all,
She has pasties on and thongs, but.
Well, of course, but.
This was the uber secret layout that you were working on forever and a day. Tell everybody about the 2008 layout.
Well, the 2008 series, we're not doing calendars. We didn't do calendars for 2008 because I just wanted to take a new direction with it. So it's more of an art series. Everything's carnival life in the late 20s to early 40s. It's a very broad range of stylistic ability of mine, and it's all the backstage carnival life. It's no one performing. It's people practicing and getting ready, and it's beautiful. I'm very proud of it.
I've seen some of the pictures, and they are awesome.
You
have masturbated some of the pictures.
I have masturbated some.
What are you talking about?
I've masturbated to all the
pictures. Well, make sure not to masturbate near this one, because you can't wipe it off as well.
Oh, son of a bitch.
I bet you I get this shit off.
Well, you'll get something off.
I think my personal favorite is the twins as the marionettes.
That one's
super cool.
It's beautiful.
You do very beautiful work. Huh? In my calendar, when it gets to August, you can't like open the calendar no more.
Oh,
it's
no.
Just glued
because
in
of Miss Chandra from California. Oh. I'll tell her that. She misses you, by the way. She says hello to everyone.
Oh. Everyone? Fuck everyone. What about me?
If you want a new 2007, if yours is a little worn, I have some in my car. So I'll hook you up, Decaf.
Now, where can people see all this stuff at?
They can go to either the Lucky Betty's website, which is just an introduction site. There's not a whole lot of artwork on there. It's really more promoting us. It's luckybetties.com. www.luckybetties.com, or they can go to MySpace to see all the artwork. It's myspace.com/luckybetties.
And we'll put links to all that right on the front page.
Oh, absolutely.
Don't you guys already have links?
Yes, I already do.
Oh, good.
So we already have all that there, but we'll throw up more just because, you know, we have
We like
we
titties?
Want to. Yes.
We heart boobies.
Have you even looked anywhere else in that direction?
No. No.
You're a smart man.
Thank you.
I love your
Thank you.
There you go.
I love your intellect today. That's
much
great.
Love, much love. So we're going to have Ginger and the girls here for a little bit longer. Are you guys hanging the whole night? Or
yeah.
Okay.
Oh, very cool. All right.
So you don't piss us off.
Yeah, like that ain't going to happen. At least twice. Come on. You
no,
know how this
we'll
goes.
We'll be here. I miss you guys.
Hey, Ginger, it's been a while since I've seen you.
It has.
I miss you.
I miss you guys a lot.
Can we see your boobs?
No.
Damn.
Son of a bitch.
It's never going to work.
Have you? Okay. There. Now I don't feel so bad.
No, don't. They've been trying for years, and I'm the only one that doesn't. The girls have been. Who did? Somebody showed them. That
all
I brought in.
All I ever see in this studio are tits when they bring their...
I can't remember who showed them.
Who showed...
One of the Lucky Betty's showed something. Was it...
It
no.
might have been to James L. in the parking lot, but I don't think it was...
Well, I know there was a slip-up last year at the party at MJ's, but that's the only
Annabelle's
Lucky Betty's...
With popping off.
Oh, Oh, yeah.
Right in the middle of the
I'm sure nobody was too upset about it, though.
No.
We were distraught. We really were.
The only thing I remember is Chandra sitting on the couch, right? Looking all normal, right? Went to the bathroom, came out, and I had a fucking stiffy for the rest of the fucking night. I couldn't make words. I couldn't make whole sentences and shit.
No, that's just because you're colored.
Dude,
that's right. We have
he
color.
Got, you guys got us so looped up at that first party. I was so
I didn't
drunk.
Do shit.
When you look at my pictures, I'm cute in the beginning of the night when I'm introducing the bands, and I progressively get more and more distressed.
Yes.
My bangs are crooked. I'm just sloppy hanging on the girls.
You put your tits in my face?
You know what? No. I did take pictures with both of you, and my tits were very not in the good spot.
No, they were.
They were in the bra.
Yes, they were.
Thanks.
They were in a perfect spot.
I got the pictures in the car.
Shut up. No, you need to burn like half of those pictures.
Speaking of pictures, Asshat, have you finished with the pictures for last week? Because I really want to put them online.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of which, this is what I want to talk about. All right. This week, I've been fucking busy. I started new classes. I had to do tests for my other class. I finished fucking editing my book one last time. One more time with Carla, then it's out. It's going to get published.
It's going
to publishing, right?
Uh-huh.
So in the whole week, I'm getting these fucks over here asking about the goddamn pictures all week. When are we going to get the pictures? When are we going to get the pictures for last week's show? So you know what? I have them on my fucking jump drive, and I'm going to give it to you at 9:01.
right after the show.
Son of a bitch.
Wait till the very end. Actually, could you just wait off till about 9:03?
9:03. Thanks. I'll go through at 9:03.
Thanks. We got to get to Krillin's show, dude. You coming with us?
Yeah.
Krillin's album.
Krillin's release party is tonight.
We'll be leaving at 9:05.
Just as soon as Murph finishes downloading the photos, duh.
Exactly.
And masturbating in the bathroom.
Now, 9:06.
We need to talk about last week because everybody knows everyone was listening last week. We had Miss Foxy in the studio, and she was awesome. And she is one of the few guests that we've invited out with us after the show. So after the show,
she was not going anywhere after the show without us.
Oh, no. She was ready
for
fun.
She was with us.
After the show, we left here, and we went to Hooters. And we had chicken wings, which is kind of funny. We had Hooters with a tranny. And we went to Hooters, and we had a great dinner. It was fucking awesome. And, of course, Trench was cheap and put in, what, like $350 for the bill? It was $140 bucks.
$450. I made my friend who flew into town pay for it all.
Joker
paid for it all.
Yeah. Whatever.
I paid for three people's fucking meals.
Seriously,
I know that shit.
I kicked in about $40 on my own.
Me too.
But
we both kicked in about $40.
But we had a great time.
I had to wash some dishes.
Yeah. So as the night starts winding on, we're like, okay, what do you guys want to do afterwards? And of course, you know, me and Decaf's standard suggestion, let's go see some naked girls.
So it was. Granny.
With the tranny, exactly.
I'm sure she was a lot hotter than a lot of the strippers in the show, too. She was impressive.
Miss Foxy is
very impressive.
Very impressive.
Very confusing.
Because a lot of dudes would talk to her and did not know.
We were taking pictures out here, and Trench grabs her leg and pulls her leg up, and her cock starts to pop out the bottom of her shorts. Really funny. So she's like, whoops, I got to tuck that back in. So we decide we're going to go to Little Darlings, and Trench, of course, is like, yeah, let's go to Little Darlings. This is going to be awesome. So we all pile into the car, and we all head over to Little Darlings, and then I get the phone call. I get the phone call as we're pulling up. Yeah, dude, I'm exhausted.
You know, my dick doesn't work like it used to.
We're exhausted, and I
okay,
saw.
First off,
shut your mouth.
You don't know the whole
shut
fucking story.
Joker was like, I want to see some titties. Show me the titties. He's from the land of milk and honey, where the girls are beautiful, but they're also heifers. Let's be realistic here. They're big girls. He wanted to see some skinny meth whore. Okay, now when I come to Vegas, I want to see skinny meth whores.
Iowa is fucking skinny meth whores. What are you talking about? We produce most of it.
We're not talking about 50-pound meth whores.
Yeah. We're not talking bones and cartilage.
That are 20 and look 90.
No,
we're talking.
Anyway, so
you're talking a higher class of meth whore.
So he says, yes. Yeah, dude, we're exhausted. And I can literally hear Joker in the background going, No! and Trench is trying to cover his mouth and stuff him under the front seat. So I'm like, all right, dude, that's how it's going to be. Yeah, we'll meet you guys there so I can give you back your laptop. And that was my trick, was to leave my laptop in your car. So you had to come with us, and you still pussied out. God damn it. You missed what
I
had to be.
I know.
No, you
no,
don't
tell
know.
Him, well, tell him what
me.
He missed.
What did I miss?
You missed Scrappy getting her first lap dance.
Okay.
You missed the look on her face coming out of that room like a deer in the headlights that got its asshole fingered by the hunter. That's the only way to really describe it.
And what was even better than that? I was with her.
Now, you guys know that Miss Foxy last week said that she is bi. She was all over Scrap all night.
I know.
Well, I know she kept grabbing your boobs all night.
It just continued on the entire evening.
Her boobs got grabbed a lot that night.
My boobs were getting grabbed by wow.
The
like,
stripper
wow.
too?
It was
the okay. stripper oh. was like, yeah.
So okay.
Strippers dig the girls more than they dig the guys.
Yeah. I thought so too. Because yeah, I thought so too.
It was fantastic.
Now I have purposefully held off asking this. Scrappy, could you please tell us about your lap dance? Get the lotion, boys. Could you please detail
Details.
Your lap dance, please?
For those of us who
a
missed
it. A chick
it.
Took off her clothes and danced on top of us. What is there to say?
Now say it in your phone sex voice.
I don't. What do you want? Decaf.
Her phone.
I mean, No. I want you to tell the story Scrappy's and get exactly as you turned as turned on as you were that night.
Scrappy's phone sex voice. You ready? Da-da-da. We're sorry, but the number you've just dialed
is not in service. Please check your dialing procedures and try again.
I'm not going to tell you. I mean, I know what really.
You were there, so you get really back up the claim.
She okay. First of all, decaf really has poor choice in women because I did not think she was that attractive. Now, the woman
I give a fuck
that
what you think. I'm
Foxy
paying.
Motherfucking chose was good looking.
I'm paying.
I would have rather got a lap dance from the bitch that Foxy chose. Not.
She was.
So tell us about your lap.
Tell us about your lap dance.
Well, I wanted her to not be able to waddle and get on both of us. The girl that Foxy picked. That bitch was that big.
She was not that big. She was not that big.
Okay.
She was curvy. So was the girl you picked.
Anyway, so the girl got naked and...
I don't know. What the fuck? I don't really remember.
You were there!
No, let me tell you something.
She was drunk.
I'll tell you what.
She was beyond drunk.
I stopped by that Kelly's bar and bought five of those vodka things. I ended up buying five of them that
okay.
night.
Okay. The little ones or the...
No, they were... These were pints.
Pints. Oh, okay.
I ended up buying five of them that night.
Jesus.
She was gone. She was sitting there like, playing for fucking pussy.
I was not...
I do not doubt it.
It was not me playing with my pussy. It was either him or Foxy who was on the other side of me who had her
wet dream decaf that she was playing with her pussy.
No, this is the face she was giving the whole time during the lab dance. She was like,
it was not this. No. That is not what it was. Shut the fuck up.
It was the moment she decided that she was bi.
Oh, yes.
And the whole time she's like, oh my gosh, you should have kissed me in the gym. We're talking. She
I was.
Kissed
I was
me.
Like, she could have made more fucking money. He would have added on an extra song if she would have stopped fucking around and like played on that more. She could have.
Now let's go back and look at something that night. That night we had a tranny tell Scrappy that she was hot and wanted to take her
she
home.
She kissed me.
Oh, yes, I know.
Oh, dude, we didn't get to that. You missed the kiss.
Yeah, you missed them.
I missed
out.
Everything, I guess.
And then we took her to a strip club where a girl basically got her all hot and bothered. So she doesn't know if she was coming or going or coming and coming, but it was happening that night. And now she is just a sexual Twitter at this point. I think...
Twitter?
Can you honestly tell me, and I'm putting you on the spot, how absolutely turned on were you that night?
Oh, I was, but... Yeah, I was.
Oh, I was, but...
No, I was.
But...
I was
and what turned
drunk.
You on more, the girl or the tranny?
Go for the tranny.
The tranny has tits.
It's like The Price is Right, you know?
Nobody can ever say they made out with a tranny. You have to take that as like a trophy.
Really?
Unless you're in the Fruit Loop, which is just scary.
It was interesting.
Well, there the trannies have full beards.
It was an interesting night.
It was awesome. Yes. Yeah, they were making out. Dude, it was...
Her and I had this guy hitting on us. In the line at Hooters, we were like, because we were standing there arm in arm, we were standing next to each other, and Chris was a little up in front, so you couldn't tell that he was with us. And this guy comes up, and he's like, table for three? And we kind of look at him, he goes, I mean, table for three? But he was like trying to get like right up between us, and I'm like, and in the back, it's normal for girls to get hit on, like, yeah. if you two go out. But in the back of my head, I'm like, dude, this chick's got a dick. And he does not even know. And he does not even know. So I'm like, wow.
Did you guys see it hard?
No, no. We didn't. You know, there's the no cock rule in the studio. So there was no cock shown in the
what?
Studio.
What the hell? You could get a girl in here butt fucking naked, fucking a gold dick for all you guys care. And it would work because.
Well, don't forget, we did have the dominatrix in here and had the guy sucking on the plastic cock.
Okay, so. Why can no one show a penis?
And she had tits, so it's not like it was a real dick.
That's the confusing
the
part.
Is, they didn't want to see her fully naked. They would only let her pull down like partial parts
because
of her
they
clothes.
Freaked the fuck out.
The dick is a mirage.
I'm sitting here like, show us the penis.
Neo,
like,
there is no dick.
It's CG, baby. It's all Pixar down there.
You lie. I want to see this penis. Next time she's on the radio, you call me.
She is coming on again.
She's coming back. Trip down here. When?
She's coming on soon.
When?
Very soon. There is something.
I want an email. If not from Chris, from you, Scrappy.
I will tell you. I will tell you. I want a goddamn email.
I will raise hell.
You'll like her. She's very cool.
There is something in the works that could potentially be very cool and very damaging at the same time. But there is something in the works involving Foxy that could be a lot of fun.
Interesting. Can I say hi to someone?
You can say hi to whoever you want
to. Miss Janine Hotlick in California, one of my lucky Betties, is listening.
Outstanding.
You can look at her online. She's hot.
Sweet.
She's half naked in a tub with soap.
Nice.
And what?
No, go ahead. No, you got it.
There's a new magazine coming out for everyone that is listening in California called the Far West Almanac. It's basically like a LA Weekly, OC Weekly rag. It's a bi-monthly magazine that's going to have Lucky Betties as our centerfold every issue.
Yeah.
Wow, awesome.
And I'm writing the horoscope. Uh-oh. And I wrote the article. Actually, I did a pretty damn good job. Thank you very much.
Hey, Ginger, if anyone did want to see that picture of said hot girl in the tub, where would they go?
MySpace.com/LuckyBetties, LuckyBetties. Go to the pics. In there, go to the Carnival Life series, and she's right there.
Now you remember the dating game, right? And you remember Josh, right?
Oh,
Josh.
Shit.
Josh, the nerdy white dude.
Yeah, vaguely. Yeah.
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
He came out and brought two chicks with him, right?
Oh.
He handed the bitch his wallet.
Let me tell you. Foxy
was
and I caught this shit right away. We're sitting next to each other, and he pulls up with these two females, and we looked at each other and said, she's going to take his money and go. not even 5 minutes later, she had his wallet. She's like this at the strip club. Watching the girls, and he's all the way like 5 feet away from the fucking pole. Like
he's back behind her. You know, usually when a couple goes, like she'll keep her hand on him, and they'll both be interested. No, Josh couldn't care less, and she was ignoring him. He was an ATM as far as she was concerned. Just swipe the card, tug on his cock a little bit, money comes out.
Who's this girl?
This is his girlfriend.
His girlfriend.
Wow.
Here's the best part. I overheard
this. There's Janine. I see it on your computer.
Yes. Hell
yeah. She's so beautiful.
I got cock in hand. Here's the best part. I hear this conversation from them about 20 minutes later. Come on, just give me some more money. No, I am not giving you any more money. Come on, just give me more money. I want to get that girl.
Yeah.
I swear to God.
That's like a crackhead.
She could not give a fuck about him or any other cock in the building. All she wanted
Where
was
did he meet her?
Oh, I guess he knew her years ago.
At the bar, at the MGM.
Well, she was drunk as shit. I guess he met her years ago, and she came back into town, and she's all fucked up and shit like that.
She came that night. She was drunk, giving James L. the dirtiest looks I think I've ever seen him get in my life. She was like just.
And this is what she told me. This is
cocky.
And this is what she said to Josh, that I objectify women, and this bitch. Was on the stage giving more tips than I was. And I was like,
well, that's why you're being a
girl. She was like this far from make it rain. No. She wasn't like a girl sitting there appreciating. No, she looked like every other guy in the joint.
Yeah,
she
was worse. Yeah, worse than the guys.
That
was the lecherous stare coming off of her. That I swear to God, if she had a cock, she'd had it out and would have been jerking it in the girls
she
in girls'
had the
hair.
MC Hammer pants with the hole cut out, with the hand in the.
That's
pocket.
It right there. It was brutal. It was, and I just felt bad for Josh. And I'm like, he's sitting right next to me. I'm like, dude, are you seriously gonna sit through this? Like, dude, she's my girlfriend. I'm like, yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know you fucking.
I'm like,
douche.
Why are you giving her all this money? She doesn't have a job. She's sucking your cock because I really fucking hope so.
And this is why he brings cheap vodka and Gatorade to parties.
Exactly. The next day, the first thing I fucking said to him, I'm like, did she swallow?
no, she passed out.
I'm like, you son of a bitch. If he could roll her over at that point. God damn. Fucking Christ.
It was tragic.
It was brutal.
It was brutal.
I felt bad for the guy. He's our buddy, man.
I felt bad, too. I was like, oh, my God.
All right, we need to cut to a break.
No, we don't.
Okay.
No, we got to take a break because I got to pee again. I know.
We don't. We can do the show
without
you. Sure,
you got to pee.
Go pee. Shit.
How many posters do you need in there?
I'm going to need three more.
Janine, huh?
I do shoot kind of a big load. I might need four.
No.
No, we got to go to a break.
Where we see Janine at?
If you go
she
to
is at myspace.com/LuckyBetties. Okay. You can either pick her own MySpace from the Lucky Betty's MySpace page, or you can go to the 2008 pictures, Carnival Life, and she's right in there. You know, she's also a Muay Thai fighter.
Damn.
I would so let her kick my ass.
Do you see her back muscles in that picture?
I'm kind of looking at the side boob. Sorry.
One thing
she is the only girl that my boyfriend, who is the promoter of the Juke Joint in Anaheim, she's the only other girl that my boyfriend will allow to work the door because she can whoop anybody's ass.
What does that
say about me, dude?
The only back muscles I see is Murphy's coming through fucking poking me in the goddamn leg. That's the only muscle I got
Wrong
right now.
Sorry, dude. Sorry.
All right. We'll be back in just a moment.
Just a skinny lad. I can't explain glacial motion while Los Angeles don't drop into the ocean. I can't unfold the layers of mystery or piece together the tragedy of history, 'cause those lucky suckers, they don't have to work. Big 3D billboards and big 30-foot smirks. And everybody wants to be naked and famous. Everybody wants to be just like me, I'm naked. And said she didn't like the smell of it, then took her clothes off in a restaurant for the hell of it. I met a DJ who lived in seclusion. Reality and sobriety were her only delusions. And those lucky bastards, they didn't have to work. Big 3D billboards and big 30-foot smurfs.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, Spank Wagon Radio. Find us online, spankwagon.net.
Oh, Chandra. Oh, shit, we're back.
All right, boys, I got a question for you.
Come on up.
Bigger than a baby's arm holding an apple.
Yeah, you coming up
come
here.
Come on up. Right. Come on up. But give that mic to her.
I can't hear you from back there.
You can actually give that mic to her. We'll give you this one.
Okay. I'm just going to come up here.
Okay, welcome up.
Wow.
We're too poor to give you a chair.
Pointed out to me.
Oh, I'm pointing out something right now.
Hold on, I'm pointing.
Are these off?
Fantastic.
These don't matter.
Yes, it still don't.
Now you got to get up on this like it's a big black cock.
Okay. Well. Okay. I'm not going there.
We finally got somebody to flinch and just finally give a comment.
Usually they just grab it and try and jam it down their throat.
Okay. So Ginger brought up to me that last night I was talking about. I have this question that I ask men because I just need to know. It's always going through my head. What does it feel like to have a dick? Is it just like this big chunk of flesh hanging there? Does it have sensation? Like, what would that feel like?
You don't feel shit till you get hard. Other than that, you forget that it's fucking there.
Maybe for you, asswipe, it's the incredible moisture heat-seeking missile. It rules your life.
And why are you always moving it around and scratching at it? And, like, why?
Well, it gets in the way. It gets in the way.
Yeah, what? I mean, and people are like, it sticks to your leg. Yes.
How does it get in the way if you forget it's there?
Well, it gets sweaty, just like...
Okay.
Just
like only just like under, forgets
wait,
it's there.
Our cooters first, never sweat. We don't
under
like
the tits,
stick
no.
to ourselves.
Under your tits,
you
don't get sweat.
You don't get anything
you
underneath
get sweat
your,
on
tits.
Your tits.
We have bras.
She's got a point.
Very good point.
It's the cock is in a constant state of movement, so if the wind blows the right way, it's going to get a little stiff. And when that happens, it hurts. Imagine someone taking you and putting you in an arm bar just slightly, and you're like, okay, I got
to... Wrestling. No.
All I'm saying is it gets a little stiff, and then it gets into a direction like, okay, this isn't uncomfortable. I have to move this.
It gets annoying when it gets hard in a fucking place you don't want it to be hard at. That's for goddamn sure.
Just picture your grandma
like at work or some shit.
See, and some people, that doesn't work.
For you, that doesn't work.
No,
for you,
no,
Murph.
No, no.
It's the ruffling of underwear, clothes, shit like that. Weird things trigger.
On J-Walk, Kat Von D, there's a guy. He's a lead singer of a band, and I don't want to say what band. He got his mom tattooed on his arm, pinup, when she was like 20.
That's wrong.
I know a guy that has his grandma tattooed on his arm, pinup.
Yeah.
And it's the arm he beats off with. So, I mean, I don't go for
yeah.
with that
no,
stuff.
No, and she's like right here looking at him. No, dirty.
Interesting.
Dirty.
No, it's
what it is basically because of one. It yes, it's there. You barely ever recognize it until there's some reason for it to acknowledge
wow.
its presence.
You might as well just put yours in a jar and leave it on your
no,
desk.
No, I do. There, it's my wife's jar on her desk
no,
at work.
No, let me tell you. I mean, seriously, I'm sitting here. I'm right. I'm not like my dick. You know what I'm saying? Or I'm working.
No, Murphus,
my dick.
Murphus.
I am constantly aware of my cock.
But I mean, constantly. when something triggers it, if it's clothing, if it's you know something you're watching. But most of the time, truly, honestly. Something else triggers it, and then you go have to take care of business.
So men just walk around beating off all day?
If they could.
He we does. Can do that?
Did you remove your ribs yet?
No. I can't find a surgeon who'll do it.
If you could, yes. But, I mean, it depends on the situation. It's not like... To me, at least, I don't know about this dude, but to me,
he sees a rock and he gets
to
hard.
Me, like it happens mostly when I first wake.
He gets all like philosophical about it. Every other guy gives like these random answers.
Well, he's a writer.
Yeah,
he's a writer, so he's going
to.
He's not
going to give you. An
he
answer.
Is a walking hard on, so he's going to give you that answer. And Trencher's just going to give a Trencher answer. I don't even know.
He's like, Trencher's like, it's just a piece of skin. We don't even know it's there.
Yeah. It's mostly triggered like when I get real tired and blood starts to rush to try to wake up, it'll go off. If when I first wake up, it'll go off.
Morning
if it's sometimes
wood.
Clothing, it'll go off. Or you know, it's very. I think it's more on situations than that than actually seeing a naked chick that really would trigger it.
And when it's cold, it hides. It runs and hides.
Tucks itself away.
Tucks itself away and doesn't show.
Yep. And that's always the moment your friend decides to de-pants you.
Yep.
You're the hottest girl you know.
See,
yes, exactly.
See, I'm not like you.
And John Hughes is there directing the whole scene.
I literally am constantly aware of my cock. It doesn't matter the situation. I know exactly. What it's doing, and I know exactly where I want to put it. I'm sitting in a fucking meeting today, and I'm sitting here and I'm watching one of our people in the meeting talking, and all I'm thinking is, God, I want to stick my dick right in her mouth. It is a constant feature of my life, and it ultimately ruins certain situations for me.
Murphy.
Like work.
You might need a little you like really, Sex Addicts Anonymous.
You really
or something.
Scare me. You really scare me. You worry me.
Ew. Yeah, and that's the example of how you stuff it down your throat.
That's funny. She's talking about my cock and how it scares her, and she smashes herself in the mouth with a microphone.
It's because I'm wobbling.
Yeah, I think Freud might have something to say about that.
Chris, would you be willing to go to like rehab for that? Like,
no.
Sex lover, you don't have to want to recover.
He doesn't want to recover.
You appreciate you nice. Like being horny all the time.
Constantly, it is awesome.
Even if you aren't getting what you want.
Oh yeah, I'll always. You know why my laptop sits where it does at work?
No, I know. Why?
Because I always have porn on.
I know. I've seen
always,
it.
Constantly.
Dude, that
you'll give
porn.
Your computer AIDS like that.
No, he burnt. I keep telling him I wanted porn for a long time.
This is my first
then
time
I
made
stopped.
Me a DVD.
What?
Remember that DVD I asked for a long time ago when you were on the show? And that motherfucker never made one.
Well, I stopped ripping DVDs. Because
you don't have tits.
No, he does. What? Anyway.
What? Tits. All I heard was tits. I was like, tits, tits.
But the funny thing is I was at Genocide Show Wednesday night, and Burning Angel porn was there.
Oh, see, that's awesome. I love Burning Angel. That's like
punk porn.
And
the clown porn girl was there.
Oh, see? There's this new girl. Her name's Adrenaline. She has the... You know who I'm talking about. She has the ring to rule them all. She has that tattooed around her sphincter. Like, on the actual sphincter, on the muscle. She has the elven writing from Lord of the Rings on her asshole.
Ow.
It is the one ring. It is fucking
Would
awesome.
Would you ever do that?
You couldn't ship for a week after getting
there
that
were
done.
These, one of my old tattoo artist there. Friends in his portfolio, there are these two girls, sisters, and both of them had exit only right above their ass.
I worked with a guy at a hotel front desk, and he got next tattooed above his ass.
Dude, that is awesome.
Wow.
That's a guy who doesn't fuck around. He knows he just wants to be plundered. That's pretty much it.
That's exactly it.
He had this cute little southern accent. He'd be like, next. It was just insane.
It's for that chance bathroom encounter. That's why you wear chaps.
Or become a senator.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, that's, yeah, the cock rules all.
Says the king of the cock.
But mostly I have to adjust because... Like you, Murphy, I got big balls, so they always, you got to adjust them constantly.
What is with the balls,
no,
too?
They're
not attractive. They're
no, they're not.
Big
they're
hunks not. Of, like, flesh. It looks like two eggs hanging in there.
Covered with leftover elbow skin.
Yeah. It looks like an old 90-year-old man's neck with, like, random hair.
God ran out of parts. He's like, oh, fuck, I got to... Oh, fuck it. Just give me some of that elbow skin. We'll put it on there. That's exactly what it is.
And that's not the trick as a harder when you start scratching your balls because they're sweaty. Then you get harder and then you have to go beat it off.
Yeah, but if anybody else touches them, all of a sudden you act like you got kicked in the fucking throat.
Well, because that actually.
That does how it feels.
Okay, now.
Like I hit myself in the balls one time. I felt like I can hit the throat.
It's medical time. When you get a shot in the balls, your body actually tries to pull them up inside for protection. There's a little ligament there, and your body actually goes, no, come back, come here. And it pulls them inside. It really does.
I like that visual that he was just doing.
Yeah,
there.
You could actually see it.
Yeah. And that's what happens, and that's why, oh, God, it feels like they're up in my throat. It's because your body's trying to put them there.
If you want
your
one.
Your body always tries to put your balls in your throat.
No, in someone else's
He's
throat,
like, if
sweetie.
I was born lucky.
If you want 100% honesty, come to Spankwag. You'll get the answer. You'll be like, Jesus Christ. You'll never ask another man again.
No, it's just,
yeah,
you know.
The thrill pretty much was lost on that one.
Sorry, sweetie.
Very glad you
I
asked.
Just liked watching the men jump around.
Well,
like,
most guys, well, just because, it's you know, because, my dick.
Yeah,
no.
You got to understand. You can ask Murphy anything about a dick, and he will be more than happy to answer and then demonstrate.
Same with me. I'll get philosophical with this.
You have to remember this about guys. All of them are trying to give the correct answer because they think if they answer right, they're going to get to show you their penis. Yeah. Because everything we do in our life is so we can show you the penises. That's why we get jobs. That's why we get nice cars. That's why we move out of our parents' house. Because we hope that one day, one of you is going to want to see what we've got. So that's why they give you that, the Jeopardy theme song is going off in your head. Okay, do I tell her? What do I say? She's going to want to hear this. Yes, and then they come out with that answer.
Now when they comes out, yeah, I got a big cock.
Well, because it's good. You know, it's so big, I got to wrap it around my waist.
Yeah, and they call it things like anaconda.
See, I call mine Bob.
I call mine Jake.
Jake,
Jake
the snake?
You've got a white boy name.
I'm shaking the Jake now. I don't call it Jake.
All right, here's a question.
You don't.
Since we're opening up here. Why is it, and I notice that it's mainly with girls with nice, large breasts, why is it that you guys always feel the need to, when you think no one is paying attention, reach inside the bra from the opposite side, grab it, hoist it up, and bring it to the middle?
Okay.
I understand the bra kind of shifts.
Okay.
And then can we watch?
I've had mine weighed. They're 7 pounds.
God damn.
Each.
No, you've
wow.
got, no,
each.
Together.
Together, okay.
Now, each together. Each together.
In case you haven't noticed, Scrappy's packing a pair there that make Mama Cass jealous.
She's my twin. So you've got this material.
7 pounds,
and
huh?
obviously a man invented it because it's supposed to hold your breast up, but all it does is create cleavage and doesn't really support anything.
No. Does men create bras?
Unless they're ugly. Yeah. Only the ugly bras actually do what they're supposed to do. Yeah, and then you don't want to wear them because you're like, I feel like a grandma.
But then you're telling us that women design ugly bras.
No, men design ugly bras.
No, we design the completely unfunctional bra, but women design the ugly bras.
Yeah, but they actually work.
Ready for the neat piece of trivia? A woman invented the nippleless bra.
They have those?
Yes,
they have. Yeah,
interesting.
Nippleless bra and crotchless panties.
See,
this
they don't
dude
make
know.
Them in my size, though, so I would
Thank
probably
you.
Never seen them.
Yeah.
I'm right there with you, sister.
Okay,
but
now,
a pair of scissors can help.
The vein from your boob is falling down, and it starts going under, and you start getting, like, this piece of flesh getting pressed. More
Ouch.
And more under. So you've got to reach your hand in there. And, of course, you can't be running to the bathroom every 2 minutes. So you just look around real fast. Is anybody looking? No. And you reach down. And, of course, right then someone looks at you and you're like, fuck it, I already did it. And you pull it up and just set it up. And then it looks like you're just readjusting your cleavage because that's where the bra puts it.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's the Spank Wagon first. So if you ever wondered why they do that, there you go.
So you never come home, peel off the fucking bra, start scratching under your titty.
No.
For sweat. Not once.
Hell fucking
Not
yes.
Not if you have a bra.
Thank you.
I get home and, like, if it's close to bedtime or I'm going to put my pajamas on, the first thing I do is take off my bra and I'm like, ugh.
See, but I sleep
But we're
in
different
wait, wait.
Sizes.
Could
yeah,
you do that one more time for me?
No.
Damn.
No. But it's different because we're different sizes, so we both have different experiences.
Yeah, I
like
have to wear mine all the time because I don't want them to
like
hang to my
being
neck.
Around girls like her and Annabelle and Chandra, I think I have no boobs.
Yeah, we've had
I
that
know better,
before.
But
mine is bigger than my head.
Right.
So
right
now, what size bra do you wear?
A 36 double F.
Scrap. What are you wearing?
Damn.
Fuck.
I was measured at a 36 H.
Wow.
I think that's the same thing. Isn't that about the same thing?
Well, yeah, it's...
I don't think I've heard of a double
Spit
F.
out the gum, decaf.
Went, like,
H for holy
e, double
shit.
B, triple
holy
B.
cow.
Yeah, the double F is not really in production. It's very hard to find.
Don't you love
I,
that?
I
how
love
they...
to know where you get your bras, actually.
Lane Bryant.
Really?
Yeah.
But see, they don't have
Kmart.
A cage sizer every time I get
Is that where you get yours,
DJ?
But no, what sucks about the bras that are really cute, like you bend over... And you stand
and
up, and you have this
out.
Fucking line where your tits hanging out, and your bra is still there.
It's called hamburger boob.
Yeah. It's the worst thing ever. It's the worst thing ever.
Da 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 da. We love
and
to see
then,
you
like,
smile.
And then, like, you go to the fucking, you go to the bra store, and you try on a bra, and the girl's
your
like,
way
"No,
every
that's
day?
Your size." You're like, "Okay." But when I move, my boob moves too, so it's not my size. So I'm gonna get smaller.
And
but
why
even,
would you go like? To get a bra, does the woman think she needs to go in there with you and help you put it on? Like, you
right.
haven't been doing this
right.
most of your
Since
life.
Since you were
you
what?
You need assistance.
14? Yeah.
That's hot. Y'all
are 7
in Scrappy's
case.
I used to be a sales assistant for the lingerie department. I wouldn't unless they asked me to, and then I'd have to. And, I've seen more tits than probably all of you guys put together.
You know
well, except for not you.
You probably know this, then. You know if a guy wants to come in and wants to try on a bra legally, they have to let him?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's
oh my
awesome.
Gosh. Okay, I
can we take ruckus tonight?
Oh, he'll do it too.
I've put
we
guys
get
in lingerie
drunk.
Before.
Oh, we have a friend that likes to wear it all the time.
I think
and then he takes it off
thing.
While he plays.
It's so cute.
That sounds like a spank wagon like, guest ready to happen.
No, it's ruckus. He's in like a gazillion bands. He's been a staple of the
like I said, that sounds like a
community for fucking 20 years.
That's a spank
no,
wagon
sorry.
Guest.
He wears dresses and takes them off and he's fully naked.
I worked at a vintage store at one point and this man comes in. Now, we had all the Halloween costumes out. And it hurts me to even speak about it. I get traumatized
you're
yet again.
You're like cold sweats breaking out here. Halloween costume.
And he comes in and he asked me for a ringmaster costume. And I'm like, okay. I'm thinking I'm getting some good commission on this one here. So he goes upstairs. He has me zip him up in this thing. He's got his dick tucked in between. He's like, do you have anything I can put in the boobs to make it look like I got boobs? And I'm like, yeah, this guy's just a tranny, whatever. And
Tranny. Anyway, continue.
So he gets the shoes, he does all this stuff, and then he goes, excuse me, can you help me with one more thing? And he offers me $20 to hit him with the whip from the costume.
Man, I got hit by a whip for fucking free.
No, I wanted a lot more than that. And then he runs out, throws, I was like, hell no. And he runs out and throws a costume off, and then we have to try to sell this costume with, like, ball hair stuck in the crotch.
Oh, what's stuck in the crotch? Ball hair?
That's what a shop vac's for.
That's when you get Scrappy to bite it out for you.
But you know what? That store had a lot of that going on.
That store was scary.
Like, you go to the vintage jeans section when I was in high school, and I swear there was cum on those jeans.
Sorry.
Wow. I swear to God.
Yeah, right?
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
We oh, well, what we do for fashion.
So have
apparently
you
extra loads of laundry. Jesus.
But you know what? I did get first picks on the clothes, so I guess it was
oh,
worth
and
it.
There? Yeah. Hi. Nice.
So you got the ones that weren't cummed in yet?
Yeah, I got the ones that weren't ripped and cummed in and didn't need
that came
to be,
off
like,
the truck.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
From Mexico.
So any other cock or vagina questions or breast questions?
Does girls ever get triggered and just have to masturbate like guys do at that moment?
I'm sure we do, yeah.
I mean, so you ever happen at work or any job you've been in?
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, but I don't carry a pocket rocket, so I would know.
No,
that
I don't either. But yeah, I wanted to.
Well,
I
or
told
did you? Did you?
Sorry.
Yeah, it's every week she came here and saw us.
Shut up. It was after I got my nipples pierced, and I worked at Clinique, and I had that full body like that.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm cleaning the bottles. It was like a week after I got it done. I'm cleaning the bottles, and it was a tube where it was, you know, the sharp end on one side and the round end on the other. And I flip it to turn it back down and set it down, and it graced. And I was like, I had to go to the bathroom because, like, it was still freshly pierced. Uh-huh. And you know how sensitive that is. It's like, I'll be back.
It's funny when it triggers at work, and you have to fucking mad dash across the hallway and shit. Bill's in the hallway like, how you doing? How you doing?
See, but we're lucky. We just have to change our panties and move on.
See us guys.
We have to hose down the stall.
Yeah, no, you do. You have to hose. Yes, you do.
With some jeans.
And especially when other people come in. Like, it's not a private bathroom, so you go at it. Yep. And you hit the door open. Then you fucking wait it out.
That's why we live longer, because we can hold back.
Then you have to wait. You hear the door close.
The best is when you got the guy who's not really paying attention to what he's doing, and you see him come out of the bathroom, and he's got one red eye, and the other one's normal.
Squinted a little off.
Gotta watch where you aim there, Holmes. You're gonna hurt yourself. Fucking Christ. Scrappy, have you ever masturbated at work?
At work?
Yes.
No.
Have you thinking ever about Murphy?
No, I work at work. And no, I don't think about Murphy when I masturbate.
You think about trannies though?
I would think about the tranny over Murphy.
Ouch.
Oh, ow.
It's all right. I'm cool with that.
I'm cool with that too. Can we watch? Give a fuck about Murphy? Can we watch?
We all know you really masturbate thinking about strippers. It's okay. It's all right. Don't worry about it.
She called my bitch a meth whore.
What?
You said her teeth are all jacked up.
I didn't call her a meth whore. I was like, we need to pick a girl with nicer teeth next time.
I didn't look at the bitch's teeth.
I know. You're like,
he just sees a target.
The only thing going to my head was 20, 40, 60, 80. Fuck.
How much is it going to take for this bitch to whip out her own titties? What the fuck?
Oh, no. Okay. The only problem I have with strip clubs is the guys that
pay.
Are like, what did you say?
They make you pay.
It's the guys that say, no, really, my friend's down there working. And I said, oh, do you pay her to be your friend for that moment? No, but I tip her sometimes because she's working, but she's your friend. Yeah, she's my friend. I'm going to go hang out with her. She's not your fucking friend.
No,
you're
dude.
Gonna fire drugs.
Some
you
some
hang out
do.
With her.
And she's going to move on to the next
work.
Tomorrow.
You're called off a regular.
Fuck.
See, that's what
I've been
I love
a regular three times.
And you'll pay her car payment 1 month.
Oh, yeah.
I've been a regular three times, but I don't pay the goddamn car. Well,
I did pay the bitch's car payment. When Sinister comes in here, because we have some very interesting conversations after the show about what strippers are really like, and it gets to be really funny. And we saw him just the other day, and he's he's ready to come on in. I think he's going to try and come in next week.
Oh, cool.
And yeah.
What do you mean what they're really like? Are you talking about like that story I told way back when?
Something along those lines.
Okay.
Yeah, what strippers are like when they're not being paid to do things. Yeah.
Oh, speaking of which, you was talking about Sinister's girlfriend and how nice and sweet she was. And
she was a sweetheart. We were talking to her in the bathroom, and she was just so sweet. And
who's we?
Me and Alyssa, Miss Foxy.
Yep.
Yeah. She was really nice.
Wait, which one? Because we've never talked on the show.
No.
Which one? The one with
the
spider
really nice tattoos.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. No, she's. I don't think she said. Has she ever spoken on the show?
No. Never? She doesn't speak.
She left lipstick marks on my boob.
I did miss out. See? I just fucked everything.
Yeah, she left lipstick marks
you're
on
gay.
My chest.
All because
my
so
ass was
gay.
Tired.
Shut up. You didn't even work that day. You kissed my ass.
It was,
I'm tired.
It was
I have to work to be tired.
It was a great night, mate. You missed the fuck out.
Everything. Typical. Typical.
I told
least,
you.
At least you didn't talk about religion, so we didn't get to hear your religion
yeah,
conversation.
Yeah, you know, I saved everybody that whore.
This is the only dude that will go talk about religion in a strip joint.
Dude, goes to a strip
Long
joint.
Story.
Here's the deal. Goes to a strip club with us.
That
and
was the
Meg,
night I wouldn't go.
Meg, the cannibal model, she goes with us. Fucking dude, they get into a conversation about religion. He winds up turning his back to the stage so he can talk to her. He is so queer, it is not even funny. I swear to God, dude, you are so closeted. You are...
closeted? Just,
Closeted.
Are you closeted.
Talking, are you make fun of us going to CSN?
I said closeted. Hey, at least
I need to get my education.
At least I'm not paying for someone to make me stupid. I'm doing it on my own.
Speaking of
so
which,
the sun goes around the moon.
Speaking of which, my math teacher got two problems wrong on the board. He did 10 plus, 16 as 27.
Hello.
Oh, wow.
What was his name?
I don't know. He comes in. He looks drunk. He comes in
looking like.
No.
What was the name of the guy that sat in the back and spoke? Was it? Oh. Who was that? Never mind.
The guy that sat in the back and what?
Spoke. Who was talking about religion at the strip club that I didn't go to?
Mark.
Was Mark? That's what I thought.
Okay. Yeah, Meg.
Oh, that's
duh. He turned his chair around so he could face Meg and put
Which
his back.
Which isn't all that bad.
She had clothes on. You're
still,
missing.
Still.
You're doing
I wouldn't
it wrong.
Have even
yeah,
done that.
You know what, though? Meg's hot. Meg is beautiful.
Fail.
Thank you.
Yes.
Meg was in not too long ago, too. She brought her boyfriend with her.
The conversation was putting
One
me
of them.
To sleep. I had to fucking leave. I moved.
He left. He left.
I moved the seat.
I
haven't talked to her in a long time.
She's funny. She's admitting that she's just fucking random guys off MySpace that she meets at these days.
I'll tell you about that later.
You sound happy about this.
That's why
no,
I keep
I'm
trying to get on people's friends list.
She's like probably sleeping with some pedophile.
You know who that? Do you know who they're talking about? No. November.
Oh.
I'll tell you later.
She's fun. November. We like her.
I did tell you, kind of, sort of.
We like her. She's
I know
fun.
Girls like that, too, that like break up with someone and go searching through MySpace.
MySpace,
you
really.
You don't really know what's going on MySpace. You
Ladies, that's MySpace.com/LSMAC. Thank you very much.
I'll tell you exactly what's going on MySpace. There's 100... million horny guys looking to fuck girls.
Seven girls. That's
and
it.
And all those girls are sending tranny pics to the dudes. Come on.
That's what's going on MySpace.
No,
much.
There's also a lot of fake people. Like somebody says they're somebody and they steal my friend's pictures. They do that all the time.
Yeah. Outstanding. Fucking ass wipes.
So you have your friends like ask to join you and they're not even the people who they're stealing the pictures from?
Porn.
Kind of.
Porn, businesses, and looking for sex. That's
there you
no,
go.
That's
actually,
my space.
Models can find a lot of jobs on there, too.
Yeah,
so.
See? That's
again, the porn. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Just kidding. All right, Trent, it's about time we took another break.
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is the wonder that is Trencher, radio professional. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Spankwagon Radio. We're going to take ourselves a quick break.
But before we go, I do talk about religion and strip joints. Like, God damn, those tits are big. Jesus Christ, I want to hit that fucking pussy.
He was like, oh my God.
I want to spread those legs
you.
Like
that was you.
In the Red Sea.
I saw your shit leaking from your fucking. From your,
whoa!
Yeah, she was that hot. That ooh, she was.
Ooh. I was not that hot.
Come on now.
Okay, wait.
Slime drill.
Oh, sorry. If Foxy said she'd wanted to take you home, would you have gone home with her?
Oh, she had to think about it.
I thought she already did.
I don't. No. Not alone.
So if I wanted to come and watch.
You'd be scared of her.
Oh, yes,
yeah.
You can.
Yeah.
I'll tell you a story.
Yeah, I wouldn't have gone alone just
Winner.
Because I wouldn't really. I wouldn't know what to do with. I wouldn't have.
Oh, so you've never done that?
Tranny?
No.
Girl. She has an aversion to sucking penis.
Yeah.
There's an aversion to it.
Yeah, but everybody has one drunk moment or two.
Or as much as alcohol as you can feed her.
Yeah.
That reminds me of another story. Anyway, let's go ahead and cut to a break.
All right, we'll be back in just a moment.
No, the bad thing.
We'll be right back. to a cash machine to get a ticket home. A message on the screen says, don't make that job broke. No, no, this can't be right. I know the time is tight. I've only just been paid 3 weeks, 5 days till I've seen skip the film, ticket inspectors there. No, no, this can't be right. I live an honest life. It seems like sometimes you don't cross the line. Tried to play it safe, but now we could not wait. No, no, this can't be right. She said it would be alright. I can't afford to be a daddy, so I leave tonight. No.
Compete, but the dog, oh, the dog. Oh, oh, oh. one more side to the sky. Nobody talking me. One more star, feel like that. One more star, chase the cat. Look for the dog in me. One more star, feel like that. One more star, chase the cat. Look for the dog in me.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Spank Wagon Radio,
Spank
we're
wagon.
Back.
Yeah, I'm just going to keep doing that.
What?
Spank Wagon!
Okay.
All right, let's talk about some news. Let's talk about, we got these,
I
want
to cut your hair.
We got all these fine chicks in the studio. Let's talk about news.
I don't know either. I don't know. I mean, you know what?
For once, though, it wasn't Trench's idea. It was Murph's idea.
No, let's talk about some news.
Stop talking about sex. It's time to talk about some politics.
Well, you know, I do have some ass jokes here because I was just reading about this German surgery. In Germany, the surgeon, instead of operating on the woman's leg, they operated and replaced her asshole.
Nice. Talk about it.
How do you replace an asshole?
Well, you get a tattoo on it that goes back.
Get an infection because they did it wrong.
No, can you please explain?
Basically,
yeah,
when it's
like replace sphincter, like what?
Yes, what it is. There's actually an artificial anus or an artificial sphincter, and they gave this,
what?
They did.
You put that your donated organs and shit. The only thing I want to donate is my asshole. I give a shit about kidneys. Some of these assholes, take it out, baby.
I am the asshole for you. I will restore your confidence with my asshole.
You can now get a rim job and enjoy it.
I can just hear some trailer fuck going, I'm going to donate my wife's cooter because it did me good. That would not stop ringing in my head. I had to share. I'm sorry.
He's like, no, actually, I need to get a new one for my wife. This one's stretched out.
Oh, my God. Me and my friend were in the Circle at Orange looking at the antique shops. 1980-something Playboy with Suzanne Summers in it. Oh, and we're flipping shit. Through it just to see Suzanne Summers naked. And all of a sudden, we open it, and this chick's like, her legs hiked up, like, kind of in a 90-degree angle, whatever.
So she looks like she's had some Captain in her.
Her underwear was moved to the side, and it was that blousey underwear from the 80s that was supposed to be pretty. And all you can see
is hair.
And it looked like it was so pounded, it was a ball with hair on it. Like, it was just,
was that Suzanne Summers?
Or no. This was just in the magazine.
Bitch looks like she had buck beat in a headlock.
Suzanne Summers is fucking hot, dude. Yeah. She's a hot lady.
She
Wait. Because if it was Suzanne Summers, that's Thighmaster gone wrong.
She's the sheriff.
No, it wasn't her. She did look really damn good. We were surprised to see her fully naked. But.
And you didn't buy this Playboy?
No. If I'm going to buy a Playboy, I'm going to be a Playboy, it's going to be pre 1969.
Oh, I have Gita's and, of course, her penthouse, too.
Okay, well, that I can understand.
How much was she selling it for?
They were in a vintage shop. They jacked off on the jeans.
Oh, okay.
She looked like... Dude, she wears a lot of foundation.
Who's that?
Dita Von Teese.
I have no idea who that is.
She's a burlesque performer. She's like one of the...
Oh, she was on a...
Tyra.
She's the girl that...
America's Next Top Model.
She's the girl that Marilyn Manson dumped for some 19-year-old.
Yeah, she was teaching them last season.
Did you see the girl he
Oh, he wrote a book about that, how she ruined his life. Oh, there is a huge book about it.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something.
Gee, what a shocker. A vagina ruined some man's life.
Well, let me tell you. Anybody, my brother never read a book in his fucking life. He fucked around. His girlfriend finally dumped him. He read 3 Tom Clancy novels. If a dude is writing a book about a chick, she fucked him.
That's what I'm
badly.
Saying. Yeah.
We don't really, you know, if it's a bitch, it's a bitch. You know, okay, yeah, whatever. Fuck.
Now, hold on.
You know,
hold
but
on.
If you write a whole
book. But every guy calls a girl a psycho when they break up with her.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It
it's always
matter.
The girl.
You
can
do anything all of a sudden you're a psycho.
If the shoe fits.
Yeah. Now, let me qualify something real quick. This was your brother, right?
Yes.
A black man?
Yes.
Who never read a book?
Have you seen that video on YouTube?
I am shocked.
There's a video on YouTube about read a book.
Yeah,
have
we know that
book,
one.
Read a book.
Oh, you sent that to me. You sent that to me. Yeah, yeah.
That's what makes my point so much stronger. Tom Clancy novels. It's just like this fucking thick. You know what I'm saying? So.
Should have started off with something easy like the KFC menu. Whoops, that was
out
loud.
Dude, the KFC menu was at my DUI class, too. And 6 pregnant ladies.
Pregnant ladies, KFC menu. You're keeping interesting company.
I wasn't
lately.
Drinking, I swear to God. It's for the baby. I had to have 7 beers. I'm drinking for 2.
Wow.
I shouldn't make those jokes. My wife's like 6 months pregnant.
Yeah, she's going to knock your head upside.
Big as a house.
you probably shouldn't have said
your
that.
No.
Your wife is not big as a house. She is little.
No, she's big as a house.
Is she going to have twins?
No, it's one. They're a little worried right now because it doesn't seem like either her body's producing too much fluid or the baby's not absorbing it. So she's like right on that cusp where they're going to say, you're going to spend the next 3 months in bed.
Aww.
And at first I was like, yeah, no. Wait, no, that's bad, because who's going to do my laundry? To be mean, yeah, I swear, to be mean, and she's so big right now, I drop things on the floor on purpose just to watch her bend over and pick it up. I can't lie. She'll be so rude.
I
tell you to get
your
damn stuff.
Yeah.
No, not my stuff. She'll be like, honey, can you go ahead and get I'm like, yeah, let me go get it for you. I'll come get it, and I'll walk right up to her, and I'm like, thunk, drop it on the floor, and then I'll run away, so she has to pick it up. Yeah. She's in the bedroom
or
this morning.
Or chase you and kick you in the ass.
Oh, she's not chasing anything right now. Who
and
the
this
hell
is why he hasn't got laid.
You
gotta
get like she's gotta get like a gopher or some type of slingshot to just hit you.
Just
when
out
you
of the blue, he's gonna get like a hit with a bat.
And this and that's when the girls leave. That's why we call you psycho bitches because you
you're
know.
Psycho.
I'm just you're playing. The one haunting
what?
Your first
psycho.
Wife.
Yeah.
The bitch got a bat.
What the fuck? I was just playing around. Why you gotta be all fucking psycho?
Why didn't genocide come? She would have smacked him upside his head at this point.
Genocide, I'm scared.
Or Justine, for that matter.
Genocide makes me tremble.
You know, there's something else I do. There's something else I do to her. It's fun. We'll be in the bedroom. I'm like, hi, honey. We'll be standing there getting ready in the morning. She's like, hi. And I'll put my arms around her. And she's like, don't you do it. And I do it every time. I grab her and I lean her down on the bed so she's on her back and she can't get up. It's like a turtle. She just has to wiggle a little bit to try and roll over to one
That's
side.
That's so fucked up. I would lock you out of the bedroom and make you sleep on the couch.
It is so funny.
Oh, no.
Like she's getting dressed this morning and she's got like her Prego pants with the elastic waist and I just knock them out of her hands and run away so she has to bend over and pick them up. Dude, it is so much fun.
She could literally hurt you and get away with it by blame it on something about pregnancy.
Let me tell you, you said that you're gonna make them sleep on the couch. This is a dude that masturbates to his Mac in the bathroom.
I know.
If he's comfortable in there, he's comfortable fucking anywhere.
Yeah, pretty much. That reminds me, I gotta get a little
Oh shit, C's in the building. Hi, sweetie.
All right, so why don't we do a topic change? Because we had to talk about
We will do news,
yeah,
but we need
gonna
to
talk about. We're gonna talk about news topics.
We gotta talk about some.
We got four hot chicks in the theater. We're talking about news topics.
I know. What's up with that?
We need to talk about tattoo parlors.
I guess that's my cue.
Yes.
See, in the radio biz, we call that a segue.
A segue.
Fucking
okay.
Nice.
As shitty as it was, it's all yours.
Nice. Well, then I guess I have the floor. My husband and
nice
some
edible.
What the hell is that?
That was.
Here, announce it. Tell
Jesse,
edible.
No.
Edible.
No. No.
Okay, I'm sorry, but that is too cool.
For those of you that can't see what happened just now, Big Titty C came in and she brought in candy edible nipple tassels, and it just completely rocketed the situation.
That's very cool.
And those are hard candy.
Did you get those at Spencer's?
James L. ate my last one.
I hear he still has your panties, too.
He did. James L. did eat the last ones. They were watermelon and Kool-Aid flavored.
Everybody loves ghetto juice. All right, we need to get back.
Okay,
we need
tattoo parlor.
Thank you.
LivingDeadTattooParlor.com. Go ahead, go there and check it out.
Go there now.
My husband and some of his friends are opening a shop. It should be opening within the next month. And there's an artist there for everybody. If they can't do it there, you're probably not going to be able to get it.
They are phenomenal artists over there.
Excellent.
They also have paintings for sale on the site.
I still never got it. I don't have no tattoos. And I remember we talked about
Come
it before.
On.
We're going to have to.
I don't know. I just don't know where I can put what
come
I Come
with
put
me when I get
like
my
that.
Next one.
I'll come with
Not
you.
Yet.
I'll come
on
you.
It's
I'll
like
come
a whole
you.
With me.
See, you have
meditation.
To trick me. You have to trick me to get there. Like, James, I'm naked.
I'll be like, James
up in
Bell, I will suck you.
Whoa!
I hit you there, like.
I like that one. Cut that shit out. Cut that one out. Replay that.
I will isolate that audio tomorrow.
Oh, wow. Dude, you're so over with that audio. They're going to so rerun that.
I will run over the fucking stop sign. Walking the tattoo parlor.
That's how you drive now.
Right.
And if you want to know who you're talking to, you can also go back to Lucky Betty's MySpace. Nikki Napalm's in here with us in the Carnival Life series.
That's
What's
awesome
the picture?
Name.
It's burlesque.
Burlesque in practice.
Burlesque in practice, yeah. In the Carnival, that's really sad
okay,
that
so,
I couldn't think
so
of that.
Where's this tattoo parlor going to be?
It's going to be on Russell and Rainbow.
Okay, cool.
Hopefully, we were aiming for May, but it took a little long for the building inspector to get by, so hopefully April 1st. Yeah.
Cindy,
you
people
seen
usually
me.
Hear
like
you when you're talking to the mic.
I was like this little construction worker. I had like the goggles and the mask on, sanding the floor at this big-ass floor sander thing, and the guys had to hold me from behind because it was like swaying
and they were
and
loving
my
it.
Hands. It was fabulous.
I'll hold you by your hips. Don't worry, sweetie.
Wait, so you had to build your own tattoo parlor?
No. It was a new complex, and they put up everything for us. But we had people to paint, put up walls, everything, and we had someone to stain the floors.
Okay.
Well, of course, that guy doesn't show up. So we're like, oh, we can do this by ourselves. It came out pretty good. Mike spilled a little acid on his leg, almost ate a hole through it. But
Jesus.
Oh, wow. She says it like it's no big deal, too, you know.
It's only pain.
A little acid, you know.
It's fine.
Smell of rotting
Does he do
flesh.
His own artwork? Like, he's an artist.
Yeah.
He doesn't just trace and do.
Yeah. Oh, we
no.
don't go to guys like that,
no.
honey.
I'm just.
No,
these are actual.
They're
artists.
Phenomenal.
Okay.
There's Brian Antichrist, John Tafoya, who's my husband, Johnny Lowlife, Mick Rath, Nicole.
Now, wait a minute. Both
Bean.
Of Johns were the same guy.
Yeah, John. Oh, okay. Johnny Lowlife is my husband. Bean and Daniel.
Bean.
How come Bean doesn't have a last name?
Well,
the green card hasn't shown
Nicole
up yet.
It's
Boston Bean.
Actually, last name's Err.
Well, see, he's half Mexican, but he doesn't look it, so everybody calls him Bean.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, McGrath. His last name's McGrath, so he goes by McGrath.
Mark McGrath.
No, Mike
McGrath.
Bumble.
Wow.
That's pretty much what he does. Fried chicken.
Well, I'm trying to. Well, you know, I'm trying to share a microphone with this sexy girl over here.
I know.
Like, you're having that much of a problem with her boobs in your face like that.
That's why I keep pulling the microphone close.
She's like, no, it's okay. Let me get it for you.
Look, James, Decaf's view will never be as good as mine as I'm painting Spankwagon across T's nipple, or across T's chest, and blowing on her nipple. Just stop it. I don't know what you're talking about. There's a breeze.
And let me tell you, she smells fucking fantastic.
Nice.
Not because I'm right next to her. Not because I'm just right next to her.
Oh, hello.
Why is my wow, is that James?
Now that triggered
wait,
it.
Yeah, see, that was just about to say. And speaking of getting hard,
now that just triggered it right there.
For those of you not watching here in the studio, C just grabbed James L's head and tried to drive it right down into the honey patch. That's kind of a nice one there.
I think this is the most people we've had in the studio since I've been here.
I need
here.
One of your cigarettes, there.
He's like, I'm done. I finished. Under the table. There's a sock.
Now, here's the thing with nipple, tassels, candy
edible.
Nipple tassels.
Those edible.
Edible.
Nipples.
Why are they still
so
in the bag?
Because James L. ate the last one.
Why aren't you wearing them? The
bathroom's
right
go.
There.
Bathroom.
I tried the Reese's peanut butter cup wrappers and he
I'd eat the
them
other
up.
One. I was hungry. Why aren't you wearing these? Is it like a prerequisite that every time you
well,
come in
you know
here,
what?
You wind
you're
up topless?
Drive and talk on the cell phone, okay? Driving and trying to stick them suckers on don't work. Either.
You know
how do
what?
They stick? Do they?
They have little they have a little tape there. That is perfectly responsible for you. Here you go. Bathroom's right behind you.
They hurt when you pull them off.
I have kind of a one strap.
So you,
yeah,
have, yeah,
do,
you
do
have
they hurt when you? Scrap asked a great question there.
Yeah,
do they hurt when you take them off?
You know, the last ones I wore to the benefit. I'm trying to remember. I didn't remember that much. They came off the next day.
Scrappy? Now, technically.
So if you keep them on, that's the trick. Keep them on all night until the next morning.
And then you
they
have
don't
chafed
hurt
nipples.
When they, okay.
Now, Scrappy, technically, Trencher's saying and you owe him a boob shot.
Yeah, well, technically, he missed out on that Friday night.
Would you be willing to go and put... She's feeding him the candy like
wow.
They're grapes. Okay, now just picture that instead of candy. No. Picture now you've got Foxy's ball sack
so
in your mouth.
Sammy is deep throating. That he is good at that. Damn, you can tell he's had long, hard things.
Don't stop.
His ass gonna choke on hard candy.
No. Get the tongue back out.
Dude, how does that go so far down your throat?
I know you.
Do you have practice?
Oh, all of a sudden he gags. Like it's a problem.
Oh, just do what they do. Stick it in the side of your mouth.
I guess Decaf's not the only one who
well,
would
now
suck
it looks like he's sucking on a
one.
Tampon.
Nice.
Just a now, string hanging
Scrappy,
out.
Scrappy, would you be willing to put those on? For us?
Not after that, no.
No, not that part.
Not that one. There's another one.
The cups.
No.
Fuck, I just came.
On the candy, and now he's eating
it. Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
That's funny.
Oh, my goodness.
I sure as hell would
have
last
Friday, though.
You
got to put them on.
Because I've got hair on my nipples. When I take them off, it's going to pull.
No, not if you remove them correctly.
You want me to
put them on.
I'll eat them off.
Murph is going to put them on. All
right,
Murph is going to go put on. Yeah, there's no modesty with you, Murph.
It's like the grand entrance.
What the hell do you have to do?
Like come out swinging.
Nice. I want to see a fucking shimmy.
I wonder. Okay, let's see if he can actually get them.
Yeah, swing it, baby.
I want to see
if he can
do it.
Let's see if you can get the nipple tassels and your dick swinging in a circle at the same time.
I don't think it's. Never mind.
Why? So I can blind some poor idiot?
Come on, sweetie. Come on, baby.
Ow!
Is this dick hard too?
I want to see some. I want to see some man titties.
Oh, you know what? I pulled the wrong shit off.
Oh! Don't worry, we've got some duct tape. That'll work.
Double-sided tape.
Dude, the anticipation is like killing me over here.
That's some good ass.
And point. Here we wanted to talk about the tattoo part. We got totally sidetracked.
We've got the camera on, right?
I said it. We're good.
All right. Because I was gonna say we were talking outside before the show that you're opening in April.
And
how did that work? That if you wanted to open May, but the building inspectors did something, now you're opening earlier?
No,
We wanted it open
she was
in
confused.
March.
Oh, March. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry,
she was confused.
Oh, my God. They did their job.
This is her first time on this radio show. She's a little intimidated.
Well, she's doing a great job.
Intimidated.
I think I said cock and dick a few times. I'm all right.
Hey, intimidation don't fucking go take over the whole show.
At first
trust
I was
me.
Like,
she's doing
I be
really
myself?
Good. No, she's
someone
doing
I know
good.
Be listening. Oh, hell, they know me anyway.
There you go. While we're waiting for them, let's talk about some of the work you've done. Because, I mean, how many tattoos do you have?
I'm going with about probably maybe 40% of my body covered.
Oh, 40? Where do you not? That's where are my, you not getting?
That's
covered?
Just my ass.
My back.
Why not?
Because I figure it's more feminine since I'm having all my limbs done. I'm going to do my neck. Mm-hmm. Oh, and probably my chest area. I'm thinking about it. I don't know. We'll
no,
see.
Don't
yeah,
do the
I
chest
can't do
area.
The chest.
Don't do the chest area.
I can't
area.
Do the chest.
I think it's better because then you wonder what else, where, you know, instead of just showing it.
I was thinking of getting a flower on my cooter. Because you know, like, the old Sailor
Hooters the
Jerry
word of the day.
Tattoos? And they always have the flower.
Hooters, Hooters and cooters.
Hooters and cooters.
Hooters and cooters.
No, I have friends with tattoos on their chest, and they're beautiful, but I can't.
Yeah, no, I think it's better that you're not, because you have enough where you don't need nothing else
you don't
to draw
need
any attention
a tattoo
to.
Yeah,
that.
But I was going to get them reducted.
I think
and
everywhere
then get
else.
Something on my chest.
No, don't get them reduced. What?
You know what you should
reduction
get?
Is a bad fucking word.
We can get together for that.
She's carrying 7 pounds all the time.
You try, first of all, carrying that weight.
I do.
Second of all.
He does with his tongue. He'll help you with yours, too.
No. And then the guys. This is the guys. Yeah, so, you know,
girls,
I like.
At
and
the
girls,
grocery store,
too.
They'll be like, are those real?
And girls with fake tits, do they give you evil looks?
Yeah, I had a girl
I feel like
the
I'm
going to
get jumped.
Who told me she was an armpit model and pulled out. Yeah. Wait. It gets better.
Wow.
I was at a bar, and she comes up to me and pulls on my hair and tells me my hair is extensions and that she's an armpit model. And that's how she knows.
Did
now,
you hit her?
Who the fuck is telling me you hit her? Were they putting these extensions in her armpit? Like, how does she know this? And I have never seen an armpit model in my life.
Where you apply it?
There isn't a such thing as a fucking armpit.
She was drunk. Was
unless
she?
It's for deodorant.
You don't have to,
yeah,
you,
that's what she said. But
you,
I've never seen
an armpit
on TV.
You don't have to show your face or anything, right? And I'll apply for that shit. Where's the application?
You want
it?
Wait. Let's see.
Oh, here comes Murph.
Da 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 da.
Da 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 da.
Woo! Nice job.
Oh yeah, baby.
Come here, big boy.
Decaf, eat the box. Go.
Oh my God! Move the camera.
Hold on. Get the camera out.
Holy Jesus! Who needs a strip club when you got Murphy in the house?
Oh, that's wrong. Murph's now a T-girl.
I'm so scared.
Oh, my
wow.
God.
Wow. That's kind of...
Already recorded. Oh, shit.
Okay.
Oh.
They kind of fit perfect, too. They must be for, like, some small titty...
Oh, yeah. Gargle it, baby.
Hey, the webcam's being blocked. See?
Wow.
See, bring down your arm. Bring down your arm.
An armpit model.
Mark,
you want some candy?
No, thank you.
Come on, big boy.
Oh, my God.
Those are so cool.
That's
I definitely have to
shit.
Buy a pair.
Okay,
of
decaf, pull them off now.
Here
you go. No, keep them on for the show.
Yeah, we'll pull them off later.
I think Krillin would really appreciate that. Aren't you, Cindy? Don't you think?
Jiggle it, shimmy.
Krill would really appreciate that.
Look like this.
There's yeah, no see? Rhythm. Don't expect that of him.
Who else wants some candy?
Wow. I knew he was going
to
say that.
Oh, my God.
Wait, can you eat it off of that?
No, get the candy scrap.
Does it hurt?
Enjoy the candy scrap.
Does it hurt?
I can't see.
Come here.
They're my nipples. Come on.
Does that hurt?
No. You're on camera. You gotta get closer.
Okay, you know, this is just amazingly horrifying and funny all at the same time. I don't think I ever want to see this again. The one day I decide to come on the radio after how long has it been? 9 months? We have the most entertaining show ever. Nice. Nice.
He's lactating.
He
I'm
got a
so
little excited
no.
and released
no.
too early. That's okay. I play with real burlesque girls. I don't need yours, baby.
Oh, now I'm gonna force feeder candy.
That is crazy.
You touch my bangs, I will kill you.
I am the same way.
Family picture. You know, we're relatives.
Get a mic.
What?
What? What?
I have no idea what's going on.
We don't either. Lick his armpit like an armpit model? What? Oh, my God. You're, okay, so what's going on
dude,
right now?
These, it's these not on nipple camera. Tassels, I don't know about them. I'm scared.
You're wearing,
I like them.
I you're don't think hot. I will use them in a photo shoot ever.
It's cold in here, but my nipples are amazingly warm.
They would be perfect.
But you could do like a candy girl.
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
No? Mm-mm. Maybe you could get some it's that licorice.
It's the same kind
it.
Of candy.
That would be rad. But no. It doesn't fit with any of the concepts. You
not
know
this
me.
Year.
Not next year. Maybe I should do a whole candy concept.
Yeah.
With food. Oh.
All right, now
delete
comes
that
the rough
from
part.
The show, please, so no one steals
are
it.
Are you going to pull it off? Wait, guys.
No.
Yeah, dude.
No, you're wearing them tonight. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, let's see. Let's take the little white guy with the candy nipple tassels to a room with a rap release party. Not happening.
It's hot, Chris. No, it's hot.
Eat my asshole.
It's fucking hot.
Dude,
you look really cool, my nigger.
No, he will not. These are coming off. But anyway.
No, you should keep them on. Yeah, right. You know these guys. They love you.
You're going to wear like a
they
tight
I'm going to get my ass kicked it. In the parking lot.
Who would kick your ass? I know all of them.
Oh, go to the Fruit Loop. Go
you're
to the
you're
Fruit
with
loop.
Me. You're VIP.
He's like,
access.
It's over. I'm done.
Oh, my
that
God.
That was amazing. I'm
wait,
so
can I pull him off?
Can we just
yeah,
yank him
pull
off?
Him off. Dude.
Wait.
He's leaving him on.
He's leaving him on. Murph. Leave him on, dude.
Oh, it's recording, my dear.
Yeah, I thought you were going to take a picture.
Put being stuck in the mud.
Okay. Well, wait. We just gave him a reason to feel himself up now for the rest of the elbow. Night. He's going to be like constantly checking the candy.
You ready?
I'll show you my boobs if you leave them on.
That's such a lie, because you never do that.
No, I swear to God, I'll show you, but I won't show anybody else.
Well, there's no fun in that.
You're a fucking liar.
I swear, Chris,
I swear to God, you can swear all you want. You ain't going
to
show your shit.
Murph believes me.
We'll see.
Right, because he already seen him at work.
Well, not that you.
Yeah, no.
Oh, she's not saying.
She's
like,
I know. She's just like, you want the. Feels
know,
like, if you want this job, you gotta strip naked to
right?
get on a fucking coffee
right?
machine, bitch.
I don't know if I can keep these on. They're like you
bend
know,
over and show
9 grams of sugar, and I've got hypoglycemia. So,
no, vetoed. You're keeping them on.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to the party with these on, but I'll leave them on for
yes,
us.
Why
you
not?
Are.
No.
Then why,
why
is
not?
Your shirt on?
Because it's cold
what
in here.
What the fuck is the point of...
Yeah, why are you wearing nipple tassels if you're not going to show them?
Exactly.
Don't stop it. Leave them on right I, now. Cindy, who are you going to tell?
I don't know someone. I'll have Krillin kick your ass. You really want to be afraid of all the...
There's
the
already
my ass.
Hey, wait. There's already enough photo proof.
No,
video
hey, now,
proof.
Hold on a sec. Why is it every time that something like this goes on, I'm the one that has to go out in public and do this shit?
You're not
you
the only
You would interview
friend.
Rednecks in the fucking Walmart, okay? You... Hey... Ass wipe. You wouldn't drink even a single quart of eggnog.
Don't even look at my direction. You know I do fucking anything.
No, you
wild.
Do fucked up shit all the time. And
I fucking
fine.
Belly dance, my friend, for an hour.
Where was you, that?
No, Cindy, you do shit in the safety of your own home. I don't see your titties flopping out the window when we're driving down the street.
What? Excuse me. Yeah.
Yeah, I know those titties don't flop, but. Cindy has got anti-gravitational boobs. It's great. She lays down and they just stay there. They don't move. They just kind of stay. Okay. Anyway, so now that we've got like 20 minutes left.
Experience with that.
So what?
I keep hearing that she's related to you. She's your aunt.
She's
your cousin.
It's kind of, it's a, you know.
It's getting creepy.
Every week.
Yeah.
No, Cindy, every
I
week
hear, like,
something
barnyard
different.
Music.
Last week you were his cousin. This week you're his aunt.
It's.
You were his like daughter like a couple weeks ago.
There is no way to really qualify.
I swear, you're like his godmother one. I
no,
swear to God, every week it's something different.
Almost with some, but well, there's no actual relation there. That's the other weird.
So he
part.
Has to make up shit. That's why.
There is no marriage. They were smart. They didn't get married. They just said, "Dad, we'll live together, and if one of us wants to leave, fuck off. We'll go." Anyway. So
that's
what's
the
next?
Best kind of a relationship?
Why don't we go ahead and take a break? You're listening to the greatest internet. Candy
tassels.
Candy tassels radio, funny. Baby.
Candy tassels.
Spankwagon.net. We'll be back.
Soldier sail. We're
of your mother. Naked pictures of your mother. Naked pictures of your mother. Go!
All right, we're back. Spank Wagon Radio. Find us online, spankwagon.net.
You know why I'm happy?
Why are you happy?
Because Cindy's ass is right on my fucking picture that I'm going to take home.
And so, masturbate on.
Yeah. Ooh, get a little rubbing action over here, boy.
You got to love Cindy. She's great.
Grab the titties.
Anyway, so.
I lost my ability.
I know. Wasn't he just talking shit about me and rednecks?
Hey, they're not my titties, so he can grab all he wants. Anyway. Wow, this has been a very interesting show.
Quite literally, you are now sugar tits. You realize this. Murphy is sugar tits.
That's me, baby.
He's the sloth from Ice Age. Doesn't he remind you of the sloth from Ice Age?
Not really. What? What?
Am I alone on this? Yeah,
quite.
I don't remember the sloth on Ice Age.
Because, well, he was in my car, and he was in the back seat, and out of my rear view mirror. I saw him do his
the
head like this.
Your mascara in.
And why are you
looking so hard?
Huh?
Why are you looking so hard at what he does?
Wanted to know what that pounding was on the back of her seat. Duh.
I think it was.
Why is the back of my ear wet?
Something.
Why do you? Oh. I'm like, why does my seat keep turning?
So how
Wait, you're making my tassel shake. Stop. All
right. I have that effect on people.
All right, this was the question in the green room. I was asking her, we're just talking about, I want to talk on the show. If you had to fuck a male celebrity or a girl had to fuck a girl celebrity, who would you fuck?
Me?
Trench, you first.
Yes. Oh, yeah, Trench.
This sounds vaguely familiar.
If you had to fuck a male celebrity, who would you fuck?
That's you reconciling your homosexuality.
Wasn't this the top 10 list?
I have no clue. Come back to me. I'd love to think about this. I don't know.
Nicolas Cage.
Murph.
Nicolas Cage?
You would do Nicolas Cage?
I think he's ugly.
You would do Nicolas Cage?
Are we talking
top? He was hot in the 70s when he was in that, what's that movie called?
He did Con Air, right?
Valley Girl?
Valley Girl.
Hold on. We're going to go around. Okay. Who would you do, Cindy, if you had to do another woman? If you haven't already.
Had to, please. Let's try got to.
No.
A woman
opposite
for us
sex.
And a man for them.
Oh, yes. I got my man. Who's my woman?
I've never thought about that. I don't know. Well.
God, that's a hard one. Jennifer Aniston.
Really? Look,
that's a hard one. Jennifer Aniston.
You know what? You kind of look like Jennifer Aniston.
No.
Well, if Chris is a sloth, you know.
Something tells me this bitch needs her eyes checked. Anyway.
Here, try these.
No. No, you kind of do a little bit, like the complexion.
Tan.
Complexion.
The fake tan. That's what it is. Okay.
I get a call from Cindy one day. Oh my God, Christopher! You'll never guess what happened. What? The cable guy came over and didn't tell me when he was coming, so he came around back and saw me topless.
He has the best job in the world.
Like
no, he went back and told all his little buddies.
I gotta pull some cable, ma'am.
So who would you do?
Wait, do I get to fuck them or be fucked?
Either or.
What?
Okay. Would you rather be a top or a bottom?
Hold on, now, hold
pitching
on.
Pitching or catching, huh?
You gotta qualify that.
What kind of shoes do you wear? Hold on.
if it's pitching, it's going to have to be an Asian guy. Or if I'm catching, it's got to be an Asian guy. But if it's pitching, if I got to fuck a dude,
Why does he got to be an Asian guy?
Because he's got a really small dick.
You're fucking him, though.
Yeah, no, if he's catching, if he's getting fucked by a little Asian dude.
Here, try my shoe.
It should not be that hard of a question to answer.
I've never thought about fucking another dude. Sorry.
Decaf obviously has.
That fucking surprises me. You think of everything else.
Sorry,
everything.
Dude, I'm not gay.
We're not gay, and
you know
try to make us gay.
Because all women are inherently gay.
Fucking question. God damn, stolen.
Let me tell you this. It's probably going to be Michael J. Fox.
All right.
Yeah, what the?
Because he's got Parkinson's. Well, his whole body's going to twitch around, so it's going to be great.
All right, Michael J. Fox next.
Ginger, if you're...
Face shot, wall shot.
I still can't. I mean, I'm...
All right, next.
All right, Rose McGowan.
Shut up!
Oh,
nice
choice.
Rose McGowan is hot. I'm sorry, she's got a nice ass.
I'm charmed.
See, honestly, I would have thought Jennifer Tilly, but that's just me.
See, Jennifer Tilly is
rad.
Voice,
though. Maybe the little squeak would.
She is so fucking nice too. She is so cool.
All right, Scrap, you got to come up with someone new then.
It was either going to be Eliza Dushku or Rose McGowan.
Nice.
Yeah.
Ginger.
Probably Selma Hayek.
Ooh,
nice. Did you see Banditas?
I have it. I burned it illegally.
Don't I watched the movie, but I watched it with I watched it on mute, so I don't really know what was going on.
Okay, Trench.
I'd have to go Brad Pitt.
Oh, you went for the
really?
Gusto.
Wow.
Yeah. Go
wait,
for the gusto.
Wait, Brad. Okay, now here's the thing. Brad Pitt in Troy or Brad Pitt in like the Fight Club / Mr. and Mrs.
Ooh.
Smith?
Fight Club.
Because huh. Fight Club is
yeah,
me
yeah,
too. But some
you know,
girls are like, he's so buff and sexy. I'm like, no.
You know who else is awkwardly hot?
Because he's awkward.
Helena
he
Bonham Carter.
Like,
really?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah. And, no, I can't agree with that.
You didn't see Mary Shelley's Frankenstein?
Yeah. She's got a weirdness to her,
but
yeah, Grayler.
She is beautiful in her own way.
Weirdness.
Then again,
so
I'm
you want to fuck
so.
Brad Pitt, huh?
Yeah.
So which one?
Which
Troy
one?
Or Fight
so
Club?
In the kitchen or on the road?
I'll go middle of the road. We'll go Ocean's 11, 12, and 13.
Oh, so he likes his men smooth and well-dressed.
So middle of the road.
Is Michael J. Fox your real answer or the answer that you don't?
No, I think I'd go for Michael J. Fox. I don't know, dude.
He was
just
really gonna say Michael Jackson. Then he
you know, what
I was.
Really
had a chance. He was like,
I was gonna say Michael
up.
Jackson, but then I thought, no, wait, you meant a dude.
He really wants Triple H.
No, really not.
He John wants to
Cena.
Play the game.
You know what, dude? I've never thought about it. I mean. Like, well, I mean, if I'm going to fuck a dude, it's...
I'm surprised with all this tranny action
that's
having,
what I'm
that
saying.
You haven't, because...
I just, you know, it's just never anything. I've just, like, never sat and thought, okay, if I'm going to put my
I think
cock
he's lying.
In another dude's ass...
I really think
he's lying.
I think, he's, lying. I think
no,
he's bullshit.
No, seriously, you guys know me. If I'm going to... If I got to answer something, I'll come up with an answer for something. But I really have never thought about fucking another dude. I mean,
neither have I, but I figured it out pretty quick.
I mean, like, there's a lot. Do you fuck a guy to say, hey, guess who
so,
I had
so
sex
you,
with?
You
or
think,
is it just
you don't see a guy like, oh, that's a good looking dude at all?
Not really.
Okay,
you know
you're
what,
drunk,
I,
you're hungover. The next day, you wake up and you go, I can't believe I slept with. Wait, well, I guess it's kind of cool.
I've already had that moment, and
no, but dude version.
Yeah, I've already had that moment.
Wow, and it was kind of cool, huh?
No, I mean, like. I guess you got to think why you're having sex with this guy. Am I having sex with this guy because I want to fuck him or because I want to say to my friends, dude, I just poked George Clooney
okay,
in the
you're
colon.
Thinking way too hard. Seriously?
And it's weird because he doesn't usually do that when it comes to sex. He usually has an answer.
When it comes to this side of it, though, he
like,
does.
Yeah?
Oh, that's I know weird. Him outside of this venue. From
oh,
way before the radio
thinking.
Show.
I'm thinking, well, because
oh
Michael,
God.
I mean, Michael J. Fox is always the funny answer, but I Jonathan Frakes, actually.
Who
I'll
the
say.
Fuck is that?
Riker
from Star
I
Trek.
I think he just doesn't want to admit it.
No, I would. That's a
no,
kind
no,
of.
No, I was just thinking. He. Do you want bearded or not bearded?
Bearded.
Okay, bearded. Gotta go. Okay.
Gotta go with the beard.
I don't know what the fuck you.
Really?
About.
Wait. Do you ever watch Star Trek
so
Next
like
Generation?
Huh?
No.
Oh, that's right. You're a star. Okay, so
of
you
star
want to
Wars.
Fuck Mark Hamill? Got it.
Fuck
Hayden
no.
Christensen.
Now, yeah,
Hayden Christensen.
It's a possibility.
Hayden Christensen.
Yeah, it's just, it's never something that's really entered my mind.
Here, he's still going with this.
No, I'm thinking about it.
I think Ewan McGregor is better.
So what?
His nipples are running.
I'd say Ewan McGregor, I think,
dude,
is better.
Dude, whenever, I think,
McGregor?
Whenever I think Ewan McGregor, I always think of Moulin Rouge, and I don't know if I could do a guy who's that fruity dancing around and singing everywhere, because that would just make
or
it gay.
Or go train spotting.
Like, it's not gay before. Only when he's dancing sexy.
Exactly.
Okay, Trench and Murph, a black guy, if you had to do a black guy. Which black famous celebrity?
Because you know it's going to hurt forever. Who are you taking on?
Oh, wait, am I catching?
You were both.
Oh, both?
Both. You are both.
You know,
Michael Clark Duncan.
What's his name? What's his name? Antonio Hall. That's the first name that popped into my head.
Antonio Hall.
Arsenio Hall. Arsenio Hall.
Black guy or a Mexican guy? Which one did I say? Because
black guy.
It's at the East Coast. There, it's Puerto Rican.
Arsenio Hall. What about you?
Shit.
Shit. What would Brad Pitt? I was going to go with this. Then watch to go for the.
Well, no, I was going to say Samuel L. Jackson.
I thought he would say that.
But the whole time, he'd have to be shouting, motherfucker,
that.
Motherfucker.
Smooth love to you.
Damn motherfucker!
I mean, like, you tear that motherfucker shit up, motherfucker.
Be great.
He's too pretty.
Does Marcellus Wallace look like a bitch? No. Then why are you trying to fuck me like a bitch? Hey, Scrappy, if you were going to fuck a white man, who would you fuck?
Did
you're
going to
throw me? No, just a white man in general.
David Boreanaz. It's all about David.
Okay, but did you see him in Valentine? Like,
yeah.
On the
yeah,
big
it was
screen,
terrible.
The back of his arm, you could see his stretch marks, like, really,
really,
really big and gross, and
yeah,
I kind of lost
wasn't
it
that
there.
Cute.
Oh, no, I didn't
yeah.
see that.
Wow,
just
this turned into chick hour, man.
No. He's gorgeous.
What, none of the Baldwins?
Dude, what year do you live in? I mean,
which
really?
One?
Even I know the reaction
the
I
one
wanted,
who's in
all.
And out of rehab, the one that's God-fearing or the crazy?
Dude, even yeah. I know the Baldwins
are
irrelevant.
I'm not going to say who it was, one. But he was a little kind of molesterish.
Yeah. Nice.
Kind of creepy.
Yeah. You know all the Baldwins are wrong.
Mr. Belding. He hangs out. He hangs out at Dumplings, the karaoke bar in LA. Yeah.
And now he's getting stalked.
No, he stalks.
He's just starting to itch my nipple. Like they're starting to itch.
You are not taking them off. I don't give a fuck.
Someone just punch him in the chest.
You
make
fucking
a
blow me down there, okay? Holy Christ.
Blow me down there.
We got about
he
a minute.
He wishes he could say those words to me.
What's
well, he just did.
Blow me.
Hey, Murphy. Hey, Murphy.
Yo.
I'm gonna pour some Fun Dip down your crotch and lick it off your balls with the stick.
Yes. No, if you're gonna do it from the ass crack.
I'm gonna use a little white stick to lick that shit off.
Will you guys please make that a new banner for the website?
Fun Dip down the
please.
Pants.
Fun
dip. A thing, a little crotch. Thing of Fun Dip,
please. And a picture of Murph with a nipple tassel.
Yes, wonderful. We need
that's
to
gonna
do,
be the
like,
next banner. That's gonna be it. Holy Christ on a crutch.
And on that note.
You got sugar in your past,
bummer.
My friend. Hey, man, you can't end this shit.
I can't believe he wants to end this show. This show.
Well, you guys
I can't
get
believe
ready.
You wanted to talk
guys,
about news.
Us guys? No, you're coming too.
Yeah. What I'm saying is everybody wants to go to this release party, so you've got to end it sometime, right?
And why are we having? Why are we going to this party, Scrappy?
Sun Krillin. That's what's up.
This is where you say why.
Oh, his first album is dropping, The Black Costume, today. It's $10. It's at the box office, but it's probably going to be sold out.
And there's no air conditioning there, so wear something skimpy.
Yeah, there's no air conditioning there. It's probably going to be packed.
Bring your inhaler.
You are listening.
So if it's filled, how the fuck are we going to get in?
We're going to get in.
Push.
I'm VIP access.
Murph.
I got the nipples.
Nice. We're going to show Murph nipples.
You've been listening
he's
to
like,
Spank.
Hey, baby, take a peek at this.
All right. You've been listening to Spank now. Wagon Radio. You can find us online, spankwagon.net. All right. If you can't, I can't even fucking say.
Find us at Archive.
Thank you. Whatever. We got Syndicates to thank. LV Rocks for, of course, letting us have the studio time and space. KC Host Radio Network. Dwarf from Hell Radio. Fox FM. Showdown.net. Steel City Radio. Nomad Radio Network. And Arrow 97 Online. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. Podcast Archive got that all sorted out. You can go to podcast.lvrocks.com or check out the archive on Spankwagon. We need friends. Where do they go, Murph?
They go to you're going to turn my mic on? You son of a bitch. They go to myspace.com/Spankwagon.
/Spankwagon.
Decaf, where else do they go?
They go to myspace.com/Spankwagon Media. For all pictures right. And video of trannies.
For Christ's sake, guys, go to the net and start commenting on the stories. Holy shit, it's been interesting the last couple days.
Yeah.
I have a poop blog.
The poop blog.
If you want to see Lucky Betties, you can go to myspace.com/LuckyBetties for updates, news, or just go to LuckyBetties.com for updates. Or you can come see me and Nikki tonight at the Double Down if you're local because we got friends in town playing.
Awesome.
They're friends on the Spankwagon website.
Yeah.
In case you didn't
know. Oh, yeah. They're off to the, they're on the left hand side, the Lucky Betties.
On our top, on our site. So, Lucky Betties, you can't miss it.
Can't miss it at all. We thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you for having us. It's been fabulous.
Tell us about give us the URL for the tattoo parlor one more time.
LivingDeadTattoo.com. Go check it out. Buy some art. Come see our artists. And give us money.
And when are you opening here in Vegas again?
Wow. Soon.
I think. Hopefully April 1st.
Nice day to start. All right, I'm Trencher.
I'm Big Daddy Decaf.
I'm Murphy.
I'm Scrappy.
I'm Ginger.
And Nikki Napalm.
This is where you say your name.
No, I went by C.
All right, well, that's good enough. Who gets the last word tonight? Who wants the last word?
Ginger.
Candy Tassel.
Ginger.
Spankwagon.net. Thanks, y'all.